Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
The Stella Theatre in Dublin has been named one of the world's most beautiful cinemas, the Art Deco style cinema, of course, in Rathmines in Dublin 6. It was ranked number 16th in 16th position in the Time Out's global ranking. And obviously the cinemas now right across the country have been closed due to the COVID-19 restrictions. But We're a huge country of cinema goers. We actually have one of the highest rates of attendance in Europe for going to the cinema on a regular basis. So we want to hear your own stories today. I'd love to hear your opinions. Do you miss going to the cinema? Do you tend to go regularly? What are your own memories of it? You can join us here on the show. You can get us on Twitter either. It's Lunchtime Live NT. Carol Geraghty, though, is the Stella Theatre Director. Carol, thanks for joining us on the programme. You must be delighted with that ranking today.
Oh, Andrea, we couldn't be more proud. I mean, we're just blown away to be, you know, to be recognised on a global scale. It's, you know, I mean, for those of us that work there now, you know, we're really, you know, it's a privilege to go to work in such a beautiful building. But I mean, it's, you know, we have to say as well, it's been 100 years in the making. The people that it opened in 1923, so. You know, there's been a lot of pride and a lot of good work going into Stella for a long time. I think actually I mentioned in the piece in Time Out that when the work was being done to reopen in 2017, builders actually found messages from some of the original craftsmen that worked on the original Stella. So it's something that has been making people proud for 100 years. And you know, even the team that worked on reopening it in 2017, I mean, I think for a lot of them, it was a career highlight, and they're still bringing, you know, their families in to show them this is what I worked on. And, you know, we're really, really proud.
Bring us inside the Stella Theatre, yeah. Carl. Can you sort of, it's that kind of Art Deco look, but can you give us a sense of, I haven't actually been myself, even though I live a stone's throw, but, you know, I will when things reopen eventually, but I've obviously seen photographs of it, but kind of give us a sense of what makes it that little bit different.
Yeah, I guess, like, the first thing to say is it's a single screen cinema, which is obviously extremely rare now. So when you go in, we're all there just for you, you know. There's one film that's on, and when you walk in the door, I mean, it'll be apparent straight away. You're not going into a regular cinema. It's a, you know, an Art Deco building with a, you know, incredible bar. Where as soon as you walk in, you smell the popcorn because it's actually being popped there. It's not sort of brought in the bag, okay, or anything like that. I mean, one of the things that we often forget about, what people always mention, is, you know, when you go and get your drink at the bar, you're getting a glass, you're not getting a paper cup or a plastic cup. And you know, it just sort of continues. There's a cocktail bar upstairs. But I think when you go into the auditorium, I mean, it's huge. It's enormous. It's like going into a cathedral and you know, it really is awe-inspiring. It's even if you don't go and see a film, you need to come in and see the space, because it's, you know, more than just being an incredible cinema, it's a piece of Dublin history as well.
When you see your kind of your ranking, you know, in among the amongst the world's top 20 cinemas, Los Angeles, San Fran, and the Dublin Stella Cinema in 16th position, I mean, like, is it? It must be, it's a great achievement.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, like, it's strange in some ways to be here talking to you about that today, because, you know, as I said, it's an achievement for so many people to get here, to you know, both design the original building, to save it from, you know, nearly going into ruin, and then, you know, the people that operate it, you know, that provide the level of service and the level of, you know, the sort of sense of experience every night to match that level of physical beauty and architectural beauty within the building. So, yeah, whoever thinks of, you know, I wonder where we rank in the world's greatest cinemas. It's just, Wow. Yeah. You know, it's an honour. It really is.
We're asking people today as well, Carl, I suppose, to, you know, I want to hear people's kind of their cinema memories. I know from kind of previous reports, we've one of the highest attendance rates in Europe. So we're a nation of cinema goers. And I wonder why that is. I just want to bring in Stephanie as well. Stephanie's got in touch with us here too on Lunchtime Live. Are you a cinema goer, Stephanie?
Oh, yes, avidly. I miss it so much. It was actually one of the first things I did after the last lockdown last year. I wasn't really interested in seeing people. I just wanted to go to the cinema. So I did that. Oh, I miss it so much.
What did you go to see?
Can't wait. Anything. So it really just depended. Like, you know, I'm huge into sort of the franchises, like, you know, Fast and Furious or the Marvel Universe. So there was a load of those releases back in 2019. So it would be, I think, almost every week I was going into the cinema, and sometimes I'd go and see a movie, you know, 3 or 4 times. But it was just fantastic because it was just such a form of escapism. You know, it's a good way to get lost for 2 or 3 hours. You don't have to do any thinking or working or nothing. Just, you know, sit there and take it all in.
Yeah. How often would you go?
Pre-pandemic, for a couple of years, I was going at least 3 times a month. So it was coming up to nearly once a week, actually. Yeah, sometimes twice a week, just depending on if I wanted to do something again or something else, or I couldn't decide between 2 movies, I'd go, you know. And the thing is, when people see a movie, especially when a lot of these releases were happening, they would spoil it on you. So you would have to, if you can't go on a Wednesday night, you'd have to go again and see it on a Saturday, so that when you go back to work on Monday, people aren't trying to ruin the story.
Yeah. You see, it's funny because I have a couple of texts in here from listeners, actually, that have got in touch with us on the News Talk text line. And some of them say, Stephanie, that the real cinema goers go on their own. They don't want to go to the cinema with other people.
I go on my own.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I never go with people.
Why?
So I've gone because it's so much better.
I don't think I've ever gone to
the
cinema.
It's so much better to go. Like, it does feel awkward when you're standing in the line and people are like in groups and stuff like that. But once you kind of get into the seat and into the film, it's just so much better. I do like going with friends or family, especially if it's a movie we're all looking forward to. But honestly, 90% of the time, I go by myself.
Okay. And would you go with sort of off-peak times then to avoid crowds?
Unfortunately not, because it would be after work, so it would be around like 7 or 8. So it tends to be the most busiest times that it ends up going. But no, I don't know. It's just, it's so good going on your own. You should definitely try it. I know people are like, oh, why would you go to the cinema yourself?
I don't enjoy my own company all that much, Stephanie.
So. Oh, really?
Maybe that's
I love
why
my own company. Great crack. So I go on myself and it's delightful. Yeah. No, I do. Again, I go on my own and I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah. Carol Garrity, you're still with us here too at the from the Stella Theatre. Like, would you notice that, I suppose, the real cinema fans, they tend to go on their own?
Yeah, you do get that. I mean, I suppose the one advantage, I'd be one of those people. I do like going to the cinema on my own as well. And the one thing in Stella that's kind of nice, the seats are not beside one another. There's a gap in between them, and there's sort of a table and a lamp between most of them. So you can, even when you're with someone, you can still kind of feel like you're on your own. But, you know, I think the other side of it for us is, you know, is the night out. So we do get a lot of people, like we get a lot of people that come there for special occasions. You know, you met people that have proposed there, you know.
Right, at the cinema.
We've probably had 2 or 3 people have made short films to be screened in Stella as part of a proposal. It's fairly common occurrence. So we get a lot of, like, I think if you're looking for that experiential side, the night out, the glamour, there's probably nowhere else you're going to go.
Yeah. Just finally, Stephanie, the big question, do you bring your own popcorn to the cinema or do you buy it in the shop before you go?
It depends. The one thing, that is the one downfall, I think, with Irish cinemas. First of all, the Stella sounds amazing and I have to go as soon as it's back open. But it depends because we're not very creative with the snacks. I don't know, you see films in like the US and they get a proper experience. You know, they can come in, they can choose their popcorn, they can choose their toppings. Whereas, you know, you get your nacho and your cheese and your tortillas, or you get your popcorn, but it's just salted. It's nothing creative. So sometimes when I go, I actually don't get anything at all.
Okay.
If I do, I would, you know, I just get a popcorn and a drink, but it's nothing, you know, special. That's the only downfall, I think, with the cinema.
Right.
I think we need to get more creative with that.
Well, there's some innovative ideas now for the cinema owners across the country. Stephanie, thanks for getting in touch with us here. And Carol Garrity, again, congratulations from Stella Theatre, and thanks for joining us on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. I'd love to hear if you're your own stories today, if you miss going to the cinema, perhaps like Stephanie, you're looking forward to getting back to it when things reopen. You can let us know on 53106. Now, a little bit earlier in the programme, we were talking about why Irish people love going to the cinema so much, because the Stella Theatre in Rathmines in Dublin has been named as one of the world's most beautiful cinemas. It ranked 16th in the Times Out Global ranking. Breathe is on the line in Carlow. Well, Breathe, you wanted to share some of your memories with us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Yeah. Hi.
How are you?
I'm grand. I'm sorry I said I do this now. I'm a bit. But anyway, my memory goes back about 45 years to when we were living in South Carlow, but we'd go on holidays to my cousin Miriam, who lived in Rathfarnham. And the big treat was to get dressed up, put on our Bay City roller socks and get the 15B bus into Rathmines and into the Stella.
You have a very clear memory anyway, Breathe.
Well, only of this. Most things I don't, but that really did, because we'd go to see Mary Poppins and the excitement, and then when it'd be the bit about feed the birds, we'd cry, but it was always such a wonderful place and a wonderful memory for me. So I'm just thrilled to see what it has now become and look forward to going up there at some stage maybe.
Have you got to visit the cinema now, or the Stella Theatre in recent years?
No, I've only seen it online,
yeah.
And it's just like a very special night out, because the ideal thing is to be able to get something to eat and sit and relax and watch whatever you're doing. So it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's really interesting, because we've had a lot of reaction from our listeners here on the News Talk text line to this today, since we were speaking to Carol Garrity from the Stella in the first hour of the show. And, you know, we were just asking the question, why does Ireland have one of the highest attendances at the cinema by comparison to other European countries? And I don't know, was it just that there seems to be a lack of other, you know, kind of activities or things to do? People are looking for alternatives, but there's a lot of people really miss the cinema, according to our News Talk text line anyway today.
Yeah, well, I guess there aren't many other cinemas in Ireland quite like the Stella, but anyway, for me, I just want to say thank you. It is a very, very happy memory.
Good stuff. Well, listen, Bree, thanks for getting in touch with us here. Ed is also with us as well. Ed, why did you get in contact here in relation to cinemas?
Amazing local cinema called The Classic in Listowel, County Kerry. And it's, cinemas in small towns in Ireland are as rare as hen's teeth. And The Classic is even in a rarer category again, because it's a family run. It's an independent family run cinema, and it's got a real vintage retro vibe to it. You know, it's as it was 40 years ago. And the only other cinema I know of that type is the Phoenix in Dingle.
Okay.
But they both have very loyal followings, and the film club are the Classic in Listowel has got a film club every Thursday, which draws people from all over West Limerick and North Kerry. But hopefully now it will stay open, because, you know, things are changing in the distribution of films. And, you know, we saw during COVID, the international distribution companies began to release their films online.
Yeah, I know, so the whole thing has changed, and obviously places closed as well with restrictions. Would you regard yourself, Ed, as a regular cinema goer?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a film nut. I've been going to the cinema every week since childhood.
Okay, even still to this day.
Sometimes, even still to this day, and there's a real community of people that meet behind at the cinema, and we all know each other. It's like a social club, and also, you know, when you watch a film, like if you watch a comedy on your own, and you watch a comedy in the cinema, they're two very different experiences. And, you know, I've watched the same film on my own and watched it in the cinema. And in the cinema, the laughter is infectious, and, you know, everybody gets in on the same kind of groove, and it's great fun.
No, I was just going to ask, would you try and, like, do you deliberately try and go to the cinema on your own so that you can enjoy the film?
Well, there would be films I'd know that I would enjoy on my own, because they might be to my taste and perhaps not my friends. But then if there was something I knew they'd like, I'd encourage them to go as well, and we'd go together. And then we'd go for a drink afterwards and, you know, talk about it. And so, but I like going to the cinema on my own as well. If, you know, if I want to, sometimes you go with somebody and you bring them to the cinema and you know they're not enjoying it. And then that kind of gets in on your enjoyment of it as well. So, you know, so if it's, you know, something that's really to your particular taste, well, then I prefer to go on my own.
Post-pandemic, we heard from another one of our callers, Ed Stephanie, here a little bit earlier in the show, and she said that she just cannot wait to go back to the cinema when restrictions ease, you know, when things reopen again.
Yeah, we're the same now, because Teresa Gleeson is the owner of this cinema, and, you know, all the people who go there regularly ring her up and saying, when do you think it'll be opening again? And she put in new seating last summer in anticipation of opening in the autumn. And then she opened very briefly, and then with the restrictions, she had to close down again.
Yeah.
So it's a small cinema. So hopefully now that, you know, people will support it when it opens back up again. Because when we lose this cinema, then our only option will be to watch films online. Because of where we live, the next cinema is perhaps 3/4 of an hour drive away to an hour. So that's quite a distance.
Is it a one screen cinema?
Actually, no, it's a three screen cinema. And there's options there. Then there for family, they do a lot of business in the summertime and with holidays with families. And so those kind of films are shown in one or two screens. And then there's a third screen then for more kind of adult or foreign films.
I know,
so there's a great mixture there.
Yeah, I know at home, certainly years ago, when we used to go to the local cinema in Ballyshannon, the Abbey Centre, I remember actually quite vividly going to see Titanic. So whenever that came out, and it was a one screen cinema, and
really?
Yeah, and we had to take a break. So there was a break during the Titanic film till it changed the reel, and, you know, you went out and you had a kind of a toilet break in the middle of the film and came back in. I always remember that as...
I remember the intermission, you're right, for a long film. Yeah. And they actually, in the cinema in the stall, they still have the old 35mm projectors. Now, they don't... It's very rare that they would use them on very special occasions. In the past few years, they showed films on 35mm and used the old projectors, but... It's been some years now since they used them. But they are still there.
Yeah, I'm going to bring James in as well. James has got in contact with us too. James, you wanted to get in touch about your own local cinema.
Yeah, we're in West Cork, and I would generally tend to go to cinema up until this past year, once a fortnight, maybe every 10 days, depending on the film. I tend to like to go to cinema on my own. Anytime I've gone to the cinema in the city cinemas, it tends to be people on their phones and the rattle of crisp bags, which I find really annoying. So in the local cinema here, if you wait 3 or 4 days after big blockbusters, it tends to be quite deserted, and you tend to have maybe the cinema to yourself with maybe a dozen people in a 200-seater cinema, and it's the best way of watching films, I think.
Okay, so is that the key? Hang on for 2 or 3 days after it comes out and then go to see it?
In the big blockbusters, like the Marvel films,
yeah.
If you really want a cinema experience, what we've gone to on holidays is the rooftop cinemas in along the Costa del Sol, and in Lanzarote, in those places, and kind of watching a film in the middle of winter at 11 o'clock at night, the stars open above you. It's interesting.
Yeah, the outdoor sort of cinema experience that has kind of popped up now during COVID. Well, I suppose pre the level 5 restriction part, was that something you've tried, James?
No, this it didn't. I'm part of a club here. We tried to bring it down here last was it July, August, or night. But they're solidly booked, and there is an outdoor an old fashioned outdoor cinema in Carrigtwohill where you drive-in cinema, but never actually got a chance to use it. Meant to try it there during lockdown, but like in conjunction with everyone else in the restrictions, they closed down as well.
Yeah.
So I hope to try that.
I have a text in here. This listener says, I think the reason the cinema is so popular in Ireland is because no matter what the weather is like, you can always go and see something in the cinema, particularly on a wet day. Another listener has got in touch to say, the best thing about going to the cinema is the popcorn, James.
No, not a popcorn person. Not a popcorn person. But I saw, so we have Netflix. I watched Tom Hanks on his latest film on Netflix on Monday night. And between that and the cinema, there's no comparison. You watch it on a small screen and a cinema, a film like that. Some films are fine. There's something like a TV drama or something, that's fine on a small screen, but something that has wide shots of countryside, be it the Wild West or be it Africa or wherever, or a Marvel action type film, the cinema is the only place to watch it.
What about you, Ed? What's your position on snacks in the cinema?
I don't notice it. I'm just so engrossed in the film. The noise of the people around you, this part of the cinema experience as well. I mean, and very few people are loud crunchers in the classic anyway.
Yeah. Just tell them to shush. All right, listen, we leave it there. Ed in Kerry and James in Clonakilty, thanks for getting in touch with us here on the programme today. Nice.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
With Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.